You're listening to SBS News.
We looked in the window just here and there was a guy with a gun.
We watched him. There was only two of us. We watched him walk from room to room, shooting every room.
He's turned and looked at me and I've run into the bedroom, locked the door, and we've hidden the bathroom. And we called the police and just heard shot after shot after shot.
There was this man carrying a woman towards me. He put her in front of me and her legs were covered in blood. She'd obviously been shot.
Witnesses telling the ABC of their accounts of the shooting that's shaken the close-knit community of Darwin in the Northern Territory. The incident started with reports of a man firing a sawn-off pump-action shotgun at the Palms Motel in Woolna at about 5:45pm on Tuesday. The Territory's Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the shootings will long be remembered in the city.
Today, the 4th of June 2019, has been a devastating day in the Northern Territory. Five crime scenes, four people deceased, one injured. This is not the Darwin we know. As Chief Minister, on behalf of Territorians, our thoughts are with the families and friends of the victims and everybody else who has been impacted.
Mr. Gunner says the Territory can be proud of its citizens and emergency services personnel who responded to the incident.
This may be an event you prepare for, but this is never an event you want to respond to. I thank our police and first responders. This has been an incredibly difficult night tonight. Territorians can be proud of those who serve us on our front line.
Northern Territory Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw says police are still investigating the shooter's motivation.
Look, we're still trying to establish the intent and the motivation behind this, but all I can say is that sadly, people have lost their lives this evening.
Commissioner Kershaw says police were able to apprehend the alleged shooter after he alerted them to his location following negotiations with a sergeant. The commissioner maintains the shootings are not terror-related.
Let me be clear. At this stage, we do not believe this is terrorism-related. This is one individual who has acted individually and unfortunately taken the action they have.
In London, on his first official visit as Prime Minister, Scott Morrison stepped away from his commitments to express his support for the people of the Northern Territory.
I just want to extend my deep condolences and sympathies to all the people of the Territory, and particularly in Darwin. This is a very tight community, and I know they will be rocked by these events.
Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.